Gotcha. When did you become interested in Saint John's Cemetery?
Well, I think I became interested in it when its location was made available to a lot of people, and I had relatives that were buried there.
When was it made available to a lot of people?
It's been probably about 10 years ago.
Why was it made available?
Because they had people who bought who bought land around and bought the cemetery, not knowing that the cemetery was there. They bought the property, and J.D. White, when he bought it, he happened to stumble up on it. And when he saw the headstones, and he saw his name on a headstone, his name is Jim D. White. My great uncle is J.D., John D. White. So when he saw it, I mean, he took an interest in it.
And so that sort of kicked the ball
That
off to.
kicked it off, yeah.
Do you know anyone else that has been interested in the cemetery that should be interviewed?
What's the guy's name that you told me in Denton? City Council.
Willie
Willie
Hudspeth.
Hudspeth.
Yes.
Yeah, he's been quite interesting. Matter of fact, he's been very instrumental in seeing that the cemetery is taken care of. Matter of fact, the historian Betty Peggy Riddles, who's in Denton, they got a grant apparently, and they've been keeping it clean. They came out, they got all the brush and debris and everything and cleaned it out to make it available, you know, where you can go out and visit and see, you know, some of the headstones that there and you know, it now it become an interest to a lot of people. But one of the drawbacks is that you can't get in unless you call John or the other lady that's in the area.
Susan, I think the
Susan,
name.
yeah.